Good morning. Just a beautiful start to the day across interior New York and New England weather-wise, with lots of sunshine, comfortable temperatures and humidity, and just a slight north-northwest breeze. Readings will climb through the 60s and 70s today and top out in the high 70s across the higher terrain and into the lower and middle 80s in the valleys. The nice weather will hold into the evening hours, but overnight tonight, we'll watch a round of thunderstorms approach from the west. So we'll have increasing clouds, and those scattered showers and thunderstorms could be on the stronger side late tonight and first thing tomorrow morning. Overnight lows will be back into the high 50s and lower 60s. Tomorrow afternoon, a wave of low pressure will head in our direction, and a frontal system will be draped across the region. It'll be very warm and humid in the Hudson Valley south of Albany over into southern New England, with high temperatures into the middle and upper 80s. Across northern New York and northern New England, it'll stay in the high 70s and lower 80s. Right along the front and in the milder air to the south, strong to severe thunderstorms are possible again tomorrow, while a lighter rain is possible in the cooler areas. Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, still some leftover energy producing a few scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s. Same story on Saturday, a little bit unsettled, not a washout with highs in the lower 80s, but Sunday looks like the better of the two weekend days with a better chance of dry weather and a mix of sun and clouds, highs again in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from portions of the Central Plains eastward into the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. Intense daytime heating will result in a very unstable but capped air mass in the warm sector until late afternoon. As cooler temperatures aloft overspread the area, severe thunderstorms will likely develop or re-intensify near the warm front. Supercells may initially develop with a threat of large hail and damaging winds. A tornado threat may exist with any discrete storms in the vicinity of the warm front. With time, upscale growth into a mesoscale convective system appears likely, with a continued severe wind and hail threat into western parts of New York late tonight. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Houston, Texas at 12:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. The last report of hail was at Kars, Turkey at 2:50 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 67 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Festus, Missouri. The 108-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1983 by 7 degrees. There were 4 daily record lows at Sierraville, California. It was 26 degrees, and this is 4 degrees colder than the old record set in 1922. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility and fog, 37 degrees with a north-northwest wind at 63 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 52, 75% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.88 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 33 at Meacham, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the mid-80s, Boston, sunny and breezy in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs right around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87, the low, 63. The average temperature, 75, that's 3 degrees above normal. There was 54 hundredths of an inch of precipitation yesterday, bringing the monthly total now to 3.39 inches, and that's 2/10 of an inch above normal. And 19.34 for the year, which is 2.42 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 10 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 252, that's 87 above normal, and 463 for the season, which is 150 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 97, set in 1963, and the record low, 46, in 1953. Sunrise this morning was at 5:40 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:23 p.m., 14 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and warm with low humidity today and highs in the upper 70s to near 80. Increasing clouds tonight with showers and thunderstorms possible by morning and lows in the mid-50s to lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and warm with low humidity today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and warm today with low humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Increasing clouds tonight with showers and thunderstorms by morning and lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and warm with low humidity today and highs in the lower 80s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny and warm with low humidity today and highs in the lower 80s. Increasing clouds tonight with showers and thunderstorms possible by morning and lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms in the morning, and another chance at more showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some of these storms could be on the stronger side, with highs averaging in the lower to middle 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm both days in the lower 80s. Partly sunny Sunday, dry in the lower 80s, a mix of sun and clouds Monday in the lower 80s, and another chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Tuesday with highs staying in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.